Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting reports from around the nation that farmers' markets are being shuttered due to fears around this virus situation. Now, this is a bad deal on both sides of the equation. For one thing, consumers, people, need access to good, clean, nutritive, organic food from local producers, and that's declined at this point. There's no longer a marketplace to find those things. So we're going to lose access to good healthcare as the health system is overwhelmed over the coming weeks and months, and we no longer have access to these marketplaces where we get good food, clean food. And on the other side, farmers who rely on this direct-to-market for their product are losing access to that revenue here when we need it most in the middle of this economic crisis. Now, I'm getting reports from around California, from Campbell, from San Luis Obispo. Down in Texas, markets are being closed. In Rhode Island, I've had several reports. In Los Angeles, it's getting some press. Coronavirus fears prompting LA farmers' markets to shut all down. There are stories of farmers who were crying there at the farmers market as it was shut down, with saying that they might not even be able to get through the this down without the income, right? Without the income, if you don't have revenue, how are you supposed to keep your operation running? And by the same token, if you don't have good, clean, nutritive food, if you're forced to go to the supermarket to get this trash that is usually shipped from thousands of miles away, that is touched, according to studies, on average, six pairs of hands more by, you know, the distributor, packer, people washing it, and then people putting it on the shelves, and people touching it as they walk by in the supermarket. I mean, it's ridiculous to claim that it's somehow more healthy in any aspect to get your food from the big ag sources and from the big box stores. But that's now who has a complete monopoly on the marketplace of getting food to you when you most need good nutritive food. Seattle as well, shutting down their farmers markets. At least we can say that they are exploring some economic assistance to farmers who, through their small business stabilization fund, they're at least willing to print some money to help the farmers out. But of course, you can't print good food for the people who need access to it. So I posted this and I asked the question, what ideas do you have? And I was up all night, honestly, thinking about what do we do to help out these farmers who are losing access to their markets? And what do we do to help people who want access to good, clean, local food and suddenly don't know where to get it? And I thought about this, do we start websites with directories or try and facilitate group purchasing? How do we rectify this situation? And honestly, I think the real answer is, it's you. It comes down to you have to right now go form alliances, food alliances with producers in your area, whether they need your help on their farm, maybe you can help them out that way, or if they just need help distributing their product now that there's not this marketplace to get it out there. We need to find creative ways of bridging this gap because we cannot just allow ourselves to be made dependent on big ag and their big box stores. That's not an acceptable outcome when we most need to connect these dots here. What ideas do you have for how to get local markets working again, direct to market sales, and how to connect good organic local farms with the people that want their product? Because there's a need there. And we need to figure out how to service it. And I don't think falling into, you know, all the globalist-run Amazon.com systems, that's not the answer here. So I'm eager to hear from you. This is a request for comments. What ideas do you have for how we can move this forward in a direction that actually works well for people as these marketplaces apparently are inevitably going to be shut down? Folks, that's just an instant warning right now. I am also seeing some scuttlebutt about beef markets shutting down, cattle packers not even making bids right now. If that's the case, then that's an even bigger problem, obviously. That's going to affect things at scale. This might have to do with why they eliminated country of origin labeling, but let's save that for another video because right now I just want to focus on this very critical announcement. Small producers are going to be thrown into chaos if their markets are shut down, and right now they are. Thanks for helping me get the word out there, and for any ideas you have on how we can, again, connect the producers with the people that want that product, even as marketplaces are closed in the midst of this frenzy, which is going to last for, as we're hearing, at least 8 weeks, it looks like. Thanks for watching, folks. Spread the word. And also keep preparing for the food shortages that lie ahead. The supply interruptions are still going to derail things, even if we can establish some temporary measures here. That's a lot to take in. Thanks for watching. Let's go build great things.